everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Speculations abound around Baron Trump, who's entering the Republican Party. Should we found much hope on this guy? I don't know. There's nothing. We know nothing about him, so it's a shot in the dark. If I compare with Donald Trump Jr., what have we gotten from Donald Trump Jr.'s streams? He's a little bit looser than his father. He seemed a little coked up when he streams. He's like, he has his eyes are very watery and he's very intense. But other than this, I don't think the children of great men have been distinguishing themselves very much. And I would expect, unfortunately, Baron Trump will be probably trained into a marketing style of his father, which will keep him from really surpassing his father. But I look forward to be surprised. I would like to be proven wrong on this. He's also a man of a new generation. So he's 18 or 19. So that is significant, because despite the cuckery in his staff and surrounding, there will be a young man in there. And so that young man might be motivated at doing better than his father, might be motivated at perhaps incarnate a political position that right now doesn't exist, which is a true demographic maintenance position in America. Not just we're going to fight illegal migrants and legal migration will be flowing like water, but rather a more demographic stability stance. That would be nice to have in the Republican Party. Carnival Barker says the Fairchild A10 Thunderbolt 2 has a single 30mm Gatling cannon and two General Electric turbines. When it fires its guns and puts its engine to full, it will actually accelerate backward. That is how powerful it is. What are you talking about? Is that a car? A car that's equipped with a gun? I don't want a car equipped with a gun. I don't see the point, but I guess it should be legal in America under the Second Amendment. Before we talk about the current politics, let's have a look at hell on Earth. Okay, it's a warplane. It's not a car. It's a warplane. Depleted uranium is massive. Okay, a warplane. Okay, that makes more sense to have a gun on a warplane. If you want a preview of hell, here it is. Okay, so they made a mockery of it. They say it's like some cartoon here. What is happening in these locations? All beautiful females dressed to be the most sexy they can, all white. What is happening at Taylor Swift concerts? I don't get it. Who are they dressed beautiful for? They want to impress each other as competitive females? Perhaps that explains the phenomenon of Taylor Swift basically incarnating a vision of female beauty in the modern world. And so all the beautiful females, they flock to her. She's the last one. She's the last one who hasn't had her position in the pop music industry through being fat. So I guess that's what you get. Save Western Civ says they're all each in their mid to late 20s. Now, I'm not saying they are stunningly beautiful. They are, but I mean, they are more beautiful than the average woman on the street. Talking about the average woman on the street in New York, she's getting raped. Here we have a very average looking woman gets strangled instantly. It's fascinating how with his belt, this guy is going to come and strangle her from behind. It's gonna take 1 second.
There you go. What?
Instantly paralyzed. And I won't show the rest of the video, but he just rapes her on camera between the two cars while she is unconscious. Well, you get what you deserve when you're a sanctuary city. End of the line, Joelle says she got jussied. She got Jussie Smollett. Well, Jussie Smollett is another kind of event. Biden looks shocked as CNN host Aaron Burnett destroys him on his performance as a president.
It's also true right now, Mr. President, that voters by a wide margin trust Trump more on the economy. They say that in polls.
Yeah, we all remember when it was cheap to live in America. It was a few years ago. We all remember what happened. Life became super expensive.
And part of the reason for that may be the numbers. And you're aware of many of these, of course. The cost of buying a home in the United States is double what it was when you look at your monthly costs from before the pandemic. Real income, when you account for inflation, is actually down since you took office.
It's the big Democrat fraud. They inflated the whole system, but they didn't inflate the salaries. It's often what happens.
Economic growth last week, far short of expectations. Consumer confidence, maybe no surprise, is near a two-year low. With less than 6 months to go to Election Day, are you worried that you're running out of time to turn that around?
We've already turned it around. Look at the Michigan survey. For 64...
You can't turn around. It's been 4 years of really people being outclassed economically from normal life. And I thought it was a frozen screen, lol, says Real Base Talk. No, I mean, he's already turned it around, he says.
Are you worried that you're running out of time to turn that around?
We've already turned it around. Look at the Michigan survey.
The Michigan survey.
65% of American people think they're in good shape economically. They think the nation's not in good shape, but they're personally in good shape.
Okay, so you have a couple of people who have answered, we are in good shape. The country is not in good shape, but we're doing good. Well, I'm sure that if you ask to the people in the system, people who are government employees, they didn't feel a bump in the Biden presidency, but to anyone else who works on the free market and who didn't see his salary rise in response to a massive inflation, they would answer differently. Gabrielle Nadeau-Dubois in hot water. That's a news item in French, but GND dans l'eau chaude. So he's the leader of the Socialist Party of Quebec. He's a very leftist. He became a celebrity in the political domain by doing student protests. Back in the days, I remember there was a student strike that was headed by Gabriel Nadeau-Dubois. And eventually he took over Québec Solidaire, which is a party so leftist that they often can't even take a single leader. They need two leaders, one male, one female. They are co-leaders. Now imagine getting the presidential race in the US, and it's not a president and a vice president, but it's a man and a woman. That is how far left Quebec Solidaire is. And he's currently in trouble in his socialist party. Guess why? Because he's not socialist enough for them. So he was explaining to them that we need to transform Québec Solidaire into a party that is for government, a governing party that we call in Quebec, rather than an ideological party. Because, of course, as long as the party maintains its current stance, it's going to attract the trans, the LGBT, the far leftists, the Islamists sometimes, but it's going to not win in the election. So he says we need to transform the party so that it's more like a regular party, a party for government, so that we can win. Now, that's a Gabriel Nadeau-Dubois who has political aspirations from the start, who has always been, you know, elevating himself and feeling that perhaps the left in Quebec is too much of a weight to carry. He probably feels like he's carrying Quebec Solidaire at this point. And I don't know what will happen. Either he will convince the basis of this party to be more reasonable, or he's going to form his own party. Cosmic Nut says, vote for me and I'll set you free. Right on, brother. Barnabé Buteau says, last year in Montreal, they made a press conference to say that they were sorry their electorate chose to elect a man while they needed a woman to bring back parity in the party. Cocked as fuck. I mean, that's how cocked they are, yes. As long as they... Basically, now they have their own male leader telling them, if you don't fix this, if you remain that cocked, we're going to lose forever. You know, you have to give it to Gabriel Nadeau-Dubois. He's technically correct. Technically correct. If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey Super Chats are my favorite way to receive support for the show. Alternatively, you can also send your Super Chats through Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below. If you'd like to send an Odyssey Super Chat, don't forget to add a payment method in your Odyssey account for the dollar sign to show up. So Baron Trump, it was announced today that Baron Trump, is, well, yesterday, to enter the political arena as a Florida delegate at the GOP convention. So he's making his way in the lower layers of the Republican Party, and Autism Capital captions it, "I will avenge you, father." With a zoom on Baron Trump. I would love if we can get a story of vengeance against the deep state, against everyone who could have hurt his father. I would love to have a president that's pissed at the government. We never get this. Even when we got Trump, we had a man who was outside the system, but who was very much in line with keeping the state as big as it is. I would love if we could have hate. I want hate in the eyes. I want hate. I want vengeance. Rodilacid says, like Wayne Gretzky, it's the future president in his rookie years. It's going to be interesting to see how he navigates the current paradigm, because he's probably going to be somewhat cocked by his staff, by his surrounding. So is there a way he can develop really an independent brand and program that would really take America forward if he's so surrounded with so many people at his service, with the entourage of Trump eventually shifting to him? I don't know. I don't believe that it's likely. Save Western Civ says, all hail Emperor Baron. Donald Trump's youngest son to play a role at the Republican convention. He is to enter the political limelight with a role at July's Republican National Convention. Delegates from across the U.S. will formally select the party's nominee for president at the gathering in Wisconsin, said to be Barron's father. He has been named on a list of delegates at large to attend the event for the state of Florida. Previously, Barron's mother, Melania, has kept him largely out of the public eye. So basically, it's not an important role. As Doubting Thomas was pointing out, for the most part, delegates have less than zero power. They are just placeholders that typically must vote the way their state voted in the primary. That's what I'm realizing. He's just going to be there officializing Trump's candidacy. Okay. He will step into the political arena. in a family full of politically involved children, Barron Trump, who turned 18 in March, has retained much more of a private life than his older brothers, Eric Trump and Donald Trump Jr., both of whom will also be at Florida at-large RNC delegates, along with Trump's daughter, Tiffany. So it seems that the whole family is invited here. There was PBD recently pushing for Barron Trump.
Barron Trump. Barron's a very interesting guy, the son of Donald Trump, 6'7", 6'8". We're doing a podcast with Ryan Garcia. He stays there and he walks. He says, let me walk you to your car. The son of a billionaire who's a president says, let me walk you to your car. He's working customer service. He walks us to our car and he's standing there until we get in the car to leave. He says, look, no matter what I do, no matter what my brothers do, no matter how much money we make, our success will never come close to what our father had to do, because he really had the hard life, not us. We have an easy life. He just turned 18. Are you kidding me? Like, what a freaking...
I don't think it's that impressive of a statement. I think it makes sense. And if you're an 18-year-old looking at your father having gathered all this hate against him, of course you know that you have a big task ahead of you. And I don't find it particularly surprising that he would open the door. I think it's an elementary politeness thing. The only thing I can find on Barron Trump, I was trying to know about the man. There's nothing out there except one of his exes shows up on TikTok or whatever. Mad attitude. Her name is Maddie, and she says she was with Barron Trump, but she has nothing really interesting to reveal. She's just dancing in front of the camera and bragging, I was the girlfriend of Barron Trump.
When Trump was elected, he brought the entire class to the White House. In the video, Maddie dances to the song Hatchback by Cochise, while showing off two photos of her and Barron. One is a group picture from the class White House trip, while the other appears to be a class photo. Although we can't verify that the two were romantic.
So that's all we know. He is a blank slate, a political blank slate, and we will be able to know how he develops in the public eye. We had some intervention that led Trump in his press conference to confirm support for Bitcoin.
Thank you for the statement. Yeah, with the goggles on.
A lot of the smartest people in crypto are moving their businesses out of the U.S. because they're scared of, like, the U.S.'s regulations.
Because of the hostility.
Correct.
Yeah, crypto is moving out of the U.S. because of hostility toward crypto.
Correct. So what are you going to do to stop it?
Well, we'll stop it because I don't want that. I don't want that. I want that. If we're going to embrace it, we have to let them be here.
Yes, yeah. Sir. Morgan.
It's really fun that Trump is out there picking questions from what seems like it could be a Nick Fuentes fan or whatever. Was it a griper invited at the event? Whoever it is, it's fun that we can have real questions still with Trump. And Bitcoin has been not reacting much yesterday when this came out, but today it's been rising a little bit. So perhaps we have reached the bottom. Or perhaps there is a next bottom and then we'll be back up. But I expect that Bitcoin will do well on an horizon of a month, 2 months, and into the fall. I believe that the fall should see the peak of this bull run, either the fall or the winter, if it extends. The winter could extend if we have signs of the Fed that they are planning further inflation for 2025. Rudy Lucid says, well, Trump is from the WWF. It's not weird for Trump to take the question. The WWF. Richard Spencer comments, this was inevitable. Tara Reid, who is a political exilee from the U.S., she went to Russia. She's the woman who claimed she has credibly accused Joe Biden of sexual assault. Now the DOJ is after her and she's moved to Russia seeking political asylum. We spoke to her in Moscow. That was probably part of the pre-recorded interviews from Tucker Carlson when he visited Russia. I've never been very interested in this girl. First, because because women are lying a lot. And since I dismiss all of the false allegations on one side of the political aisle, which they often come from the Democrat toward the Republicans, I don't particularly feel the need to do the reverse on the other side. But I think she is interesting in that there she is making equivalent allegations to what leads all of these prosecutors to go after Trump and all of the media and the general public to go after Republicans in general. So there she is equating the landscape. And although I'm not interested in her story, you know, it's like all of these sexual allegations. Okay, we were there in an office and he approached me and I said no, and he continued, he pressed me against the wall. I'm not interested in this story because it's unprovable. But if the leftists were honest, they would be as interested in this as all of the tapes regarding Trump and everything that is being done to right-wing personalities. New guy says, I just looked up Tara Reid, lads, don't. Yeah, Tara Reid is an annoying woman who's trying to make a career making allegations against Joe Biden. I'm happy that she's doing it, but the world doesn't advance with this. Real Base Talk says, Biden pushed her up against a wall and finger banged her pussy. Yes, that is the claim. That is the claim. Black Pigeon Pill says, evening, JF. Hello, Black Pigeon Pill. I'm very enthusiastic about the Odyssey has been out there claiming that they are working hard on a unbannable anti-tyranny platform. Unpopular Truth X is centralized platform that can be corrupted and shut down by any country. Centralized platforms are not immune to government tyranny. Our decentralized freedom technology that we're building is completely immune to tyranny. That will be so awesome if they can make something functional. Home streaming, something like this, like stream from your own modem, IPs. You have decentralized server that are kind of participating to the streaming, perhaps P2P style, torrent style streaming, and monetization. The monetization route, Odyssey should be giving it a serious thought, because you can be decentralized on everything. I could have the freedom to speak, but as I explained to someone on the chat in another show, I could be publishing MP3s and MP4s on my own web server. Sorry, forgot to mute. On my own web server, and I would have the free speech, but I would have no one supporting me. I would have a low audience. I wouldn't have super chat options. So it's very important that Odyssey doesn't just decentralize the streaming, decentralize the lifestyle, decentralize the chats, the super chats, the monetization. Day in the life of a hot girl. Let's see what these days are made of.
This is the day in the life of a hot girl.
I wake up at 8 a.m. and put my Venmo handle in my Instagram bio. By 8:03, I've made $1,500. Then I recite my daily mantra to get ready for the day.
Just be hot. Just be hot.
At 9 a.m., I'm nice to a stranger, and he thinks I'm flirting with him. This is why I can't be nice. At 11, I have brunch at Erewhon, and a random man pays for my meal. At 11:30, I receive my daily dose of attention.
You're hot.
Then I call my stevia daddy and get $20,000 transferred into my bank account so I can go shopping.
Oh, the hot woman doesn't have a sugar daddy. She has a stevia daddy. I didn't know this.
My bank account so I can go shopping. At 1 p.m., I check my DMs. 457 requests. I even have a few from a high-profile celebrity. At 3 o'clock, I get pulled over for going 75 in a school zone. The officer asked me some serious questions.
What are your plans for tonight?
I'm going to catch steak. He lets me off with a warning. Later on, I apply for a job, for which I'm underqualified.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Whoa,
We would like to offer you the job.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, you're gonna make a great lawyer.
What a wonderful first job.
I realize I need a new car. Luckily, a nice man notices and gives me his Audi. For dinner, I have 21 units of Botox injected. Yeah. After that, I post my nightly thirst trap. It's time for bed. At 7 p.m., I crawl under the covers for my 13 hours of beauty sleep. And that's my day. Follow for more.
Oh my God. Yes, I think it was a joke and parody, but it's barely an exaggeration. A beautiful woman. They have all sorts of extra coming to them. They don't know what hard life is. They might know when they get old, but even then, very often they can ride on their past beauty for a long time. We have Libs of TikTok being kind of a double standard. So here, Libs of TikTok is complaining about the trans father, you know, or gay father. You know, adopt the baby when he's born kind of model. So this appears like a man who has been tressing his hair to be looking like a woman or kind of woman. And he has eyeliner like a woman. The baby gets delivered by, I don't know, is it an employee? Is it just a prostitute on the street? Bizarre arrangements, but there's kind of a human trafficking thing going on here. Some woman birthed the baby. She's immediately separated from the baby, and the baby is put on his chest.
Oh no, I put it back on.
I know.
Oh, he went there.
Oh, you're
right.
Now, this has been shocking a lot of people, and Libs of TikTok says this is child abuse. But Libs of TikTok, a few years ago, was celebrating this child abuse when it's Dave Rubin and his gay husband that are taking babies like this back in 2022. She says, congrats. When it's shown on video, she says, this is child abuse. Libs of TikTok, you're going to have to decide. Is it child abuse or is it not? Because Dave Rubin probably had a session like this where the baby had been birthed. He stuck it on his naked chest. That's something that the hospitals love to do to give you the illusion that they care about nature. It's like everything is fake in a hospital birthplace. But this, the skin-to-skin contact. Here, I will note in my logbook that the father has had skin-to-skin contact. When you give birth to an actual baby without medical support, you don't think about skin contact. You know why? Because you hold a baby in your hand. It's gooey. It has ejected all of its fluids, including shit and placenta, and you're covered in blood. And let me tell you, it's not the first thing on your mind to say, all right, let's do some skin-to-skin contact. You're more like, is the baby breathing? Do I cut the cord? How do I cut it? Here's a forceps. Black Pigeon Pill says skin-to-skin care is $2,000. Yeah, there are some hospitals that charge it. Skin-to-skin contact, $2,000. Now, the only care that they give for this is they have a nurse check it and say, all right, it's time for skin-to-skin contact. Here, take the baby and put it on your skin. It's ridiculous. It's a counter-signaling example. It's an example of the hospital. They know that they're so fake and artificial in the way they manage birth and nature, that they want to hang on to something that makes the experience kind of like a midwifery or live birth, natural birth experiment. But it's not. It's this whole, oh my God, the skin of the baby touches my skin. Oh, not important. Silver Spider says, when my son was born, I didn't sleep for like 2 days because I watched him to make sure he kept breathing. Didn't think of skin to skin contact until they told me. But it, exactly. You're monitoring signs. You are looking for, you know, handling the baby in a way that doesn't break his spinal cord. You want to be careful and all. There's lots of care that doesn't involve touch, you know, and the touch of the chest. And anyways, at some point, if you are taking care of a baby, your skin will be in contact with his. It's going to happen automatically. You don't need to have a logbook to make it happen. Black Pigeon Pilled was asking a question about dating. He says, what are the top qualities you look for in a woman, JF? Well, in most of my life, I've not had the luxury of choosing a woman. The strategy of men very often is to inseminate what comes. And so in my life, this is what mostly I've done. However, now that I have the experience of my current girlfriend, I have a contrast. I know that there's 1,000 women out there who are bad, but that she is good. So I can base my experience based on this, but it's a single observation. Basically, most women in my life were crappy in many ways. My current girlfriend is perfect. And so I guess my answer to you would be look for the features of my current girlfriend. So look for a Christian, loyal, intellectual woman who takes seriously the idea of marriage, who takes seriously the idea of engagement, who is dedicated and willing to go through life, you know, isn't isn't perturbed by the events of life or the variations of the day or the week, is a stable thinker with a goal, which is a goal of having a family. If you can find these features, a mature woman, a woman who has not spent all of her days being anarchic and chaotic, but rather putting order in her life and has always been ordered, then you have a good chance that once with you, she will continue that way. Basically, women will continue in your relationship the way they were before. And so if they've had this whole chaotic, wavy life of up and down and craziness, and that will just continue in your relationship no matter what, they're going to revert to their natural selves. Rudy Le Cid, that's a bad idea. Getting babies used to smoking so they can build unnatural immunity to it. That is ridiculous. I'm sure you are joking. Back in the YouTube days, just me reading that chat might have caused problems. Like, you are you are giving bad medical advice. Black Pigeon Pill says hors d'oeuvres or hors d'oeuvres. Oh yeah, well, you'll often hear H's when I speak English. I add H's randomly, and I hope to get the right word once in a while. Update: in a bizarre twist of events, the hacker responsible for the 68 million wrapped Bitcoin phishing attack on Ethereum sent 51 ETH and a message to the victim asking for his Telegram information to begin communication. The hacker is likely doxxed and wants a way out. So that was a case, if I remember correctly, that was about a week ago or so. This is a case of a hack where a malicious address that looked like the initial address was slipped in the computer system of the other guy, and the other guy ended up transferring 68 million worth of wrapped Bitcoin to the wrong address. So the fact that the hacker is communicating indicates that it wasn't an error. It wasn't sent out there by error. Someone seeded the wrong address and they had control of that address. Well, yeah, doing that kind of stuff will leave traces. You know, perhaps this was done on the Tor network, but the Tor network might be, perhaps our intelligence agencies are already capable of characterizing the entry and exit points of the Tor network and find who you are. In any case, he seems to be trying to negotiate or something because he's sending back 51 ETH. Very interesting. 51 ETH. So how much is this 51 ETH to USD? So, okay, that's a small amount. It's $150,000, but it's probably done for a proof of capability. So this guy, he proves, hey, I own your funds now and I can send them back to you. And they are communicating on the messaging system, it seems, on Etherscan or whatever. Transaction action. Oh, it's on the blockchain directly. Please leave your Telegram and I will contact you. Can you imagine? You receive this message on the blockchain from the man you know stole $68 million from you. Ah, and there it is on the blockchain, and you may not be able to trace it back. As I've said many times, says Richard Spencer on Biden, Biden is not a great president, but he is a reasonable man on these issues, the least bad on foreign policy of the three candidates. You know, I have to grant it to Richard Spencer. On the Israel question, Joe Biden is feeling the tension in his party so much. I think that deeply he's not. Deeply inside of him, he's not so much against what Israel is doing. Because if he was so much, he could stop it. He could threaten strongly enough that it would stop. But you have to give it to Richard Spencer here. Biden is probably more hard on Israel right now than Trump would be. That is just what it is. Trump is cocked to Israel. Now, I'm not saying that this is a good reason to keep Biden in. His presidency is killing the nation, literally. But on the question of Israel, there will be a point in the future where we're not capable of being heard on the Republican side. And yet the leftist side will be listening to their base because they need them. They need the Muslim votes, the Middle Eastern vote, the diverse vote, and all of it will be pro-Gaza. Real Base Talk says, this is posturing. Israel already has enough weapons to keep genocide going. A delay means nothing. Yeah, exactly. I know that Biden is not going strong enough on Israel to stop them. So that tells me Biden internally agrees with letting Israel continue. But externally, at least, he's showing that he's feeling some of the pressure, because I've never seen a president emit doubt about Israeli actions. Black Pigeon Pill, and we'll be headed toward the end of the show because everyone is sick in the family, me kind of included, and so I want to go easy on myself in terms of coming back to the show schedule. Black Pigeon Pill was asking, what's JF's thoughts on Eva Vlaardingen-Gerbrook making the great replacement go viral on Twitter/X? Well, I commented on this on my first show when I came back of vacation. Eva, I used to think she was the most beautiful female on earth. Now, I've had a very interesting event happen, which is since I'm with my top beautiful girlfriend, I have come to look at Eva as not the most beautiful woman. And it's genuine. It's not a case where I have to, I want to be kind to my girlfriend. No, my girlfriend is objectively more beautiful than Eva. And so I, it's very weird. It's a weird feeling to see this person that I used to adore as a princess of beauty just come as a weak second at this point. That is quite stunning. So now whenever I listen to Eva, I'm like, oh, she's getting fat. She has this cheek shape that I don't quite like. It's so funny to be feeling that, and it's like examining all of our defects. And we're into the domain of 9.9 out of 10, 10 out of 10, and I'm like oscillating, but the oscillation is fun. Now, as I've said in the show on her, she's very good because she is anti-technology, anti-medical tyranny, anti-demographic change. That's all the right thing. Now, on the Israeli question, it seems that she's in line with the Zionists very much to my taste. Now, it's too bad. You can't get perfection, I guess. I would say, Eva, don't found too much hope on her, because having all of the right check marks, but when you arrive at the question of Zionism and you're unable to get it right too, this is going to become a more and more important schism between her and, say, the online right. And it's also going to be more and more important civilizationally. Like, there is a point at which all of these right-wing positions will be quite useless in the face of Jewish control of politics, in the face of Israeli actions on the geopolitical scene, in the face potentially of war, of World War III. When you're in World War III, does it really matter that Eva gets it right on medical tyranny? Because at this point, you'll be like a Ukrainian. You'll be kidnapped in a van and sent to the front line, you know? So to me, it's very important. If you are not a pacifist on the side of Israeli role in the Middle East, a lot of your other positions don't matter, because you can't engage honestly on the state of mediatic and political control in the U.S. of the Israeli lobby, and you can't engage in World War III or in a situation close to it. You can't engage on and side with liberty, because then, oh yeah, we're free to not have masks, we're free to not have vaccines, but we're put in a van and sent to the front line to fight for another country. So it's important to get this right. Simeon says, yes, good food, but suitable for wifery. Are you talking here about Eva? I don't know if she's suitable for wifery. I don't watch enough of her content to know about her personal life. Shrink Mamel sends a super chat. Thank you so much for supporting the show. You guys are keeping us alive. He says, Jeff, do you think white guys such as myself dating Asian women will have a deflationary effect on inflation? That, I think, I've been kind of half-jokingly saying this, that we should use artificial vaginas or Asian vaginas to put some leverage onto the white woman. But I don't think it's a crazy idea. I think it's not a joke that I make. I'm very serious. The thing is, inflation is bounded by limits. Here are the limits applying to hoflation. One, it leads to a lot of single women getting in their old age and not having settled for a lower guy. So they've always been pursuing the 10 out of 10. And they arrive at 32, 35. They don't have babies. Now they have to score even lower. So there is a punishment that awaits the hoe. It is that she is childless and she's not forming a bond with an acceptable man. And eventually she will get a less than acceptable man. There is the evolutionary pressure, of course, that, this delusion that you're going to get a high salary man in a world that punishes high salary, that charges so much taxes that it's not worth being a successful man. And in a world particularly where your salary, if it is a salary that you get as an employee and it's high, it's going to be subject to parasitism. The state is going to take its slice, and eventually your exes are going to take their slice. All of this creates a situation where someone who reports a lot of income on his as employment ends up being drained out, and he's not truly a valuable genetic target. He's not truly a measure of success because he fell for the trap. He fell for the trap in a world where his activities are not so valuable. So all of these things, they push evolutionarily, they push for women to undermine offlation themselves. But the ultimate pressure is when the availability of quality men will be lower and lower. That's the punishment of the hoe. It's that she ends up, there's no one available. Everyone has been taken. So we already have this phenomenon with those couples that are stable in Western civilization. It is my hope that if there's a margin to be expanding into the Asian woman, she comes in, she steals men, and now there's less and less quality men for the hoe to take in her late life. And now she ends up with an even worse male. I believe that every man who fucks an Asian participates to this gigantic civilizational leverage. So give it all you got, shrink my male. You are advancing the world. Real Base Talk sends $5. He says, get well soon, JF. We were attacked by a parasite, a stomach parasite. The whole family is sick in the stomach. But hopefully it will resolve itself. Parasites are everywhere. They are on the counter, they are in the sewers, and they are in the government. Much love.